My name is Serena. I immigrated to Canada with my husband and my sons towards the end of the last century because of the uncertain political situations in Hong Kong. We, like many others, chose to leave our homeland. If we could go back in time, we still would have done the same thing. Luckily, within a month, we found entry-level jobs in a partner company. I started working as a receptionist in the accounting department while my husband was employed as an administrator for the property management department. Both of us went to study part-time to learn more skills for advancement in our careers. Ever since we landed in Richmond and raised our sons here, we love the diverse community and multiculturalism and the harmony of the society. We also admire how multiculturalism is adapted here and how different ethnic groups flourish in the community. Our two grandchildren are going to school in another part of the city, near Stevenson. They always appreciate that their parents and their grandparents have given them the opportunity to grow up in a free and democratic country. They study hard, do different kinds of sports, and volunteer within the school and the community. A few years ago, my husband and I both retired. He, being a quiet man, walked in the park every day in summer and played Tai Chi regularly. On the contrary, I volunteer quite actively with the city at some community centers, including Southbound Community Center, Minaru Senior Center for Active Living. And also at the RCMP City Community Center near Granville and Gilbert. I am in particular very proud to be a volunteer with the RCMP. Regularly, I participate in activities under partnership with ICBC. These programs are like speed watch, distracted driving, and pedestrians safety. Simultaneously, I will assist in patrolling for auto lockouts and in fostering for police community engagement events. All these activities target to reduce accidents, enhance public safety, or to educate the public of how to stop crime. We do believe we volunteers contribute to better the safety of the community, though it may be minimal. Concurrently, I volunteer with a research group under the leadership of Dr. Lillian Hong. It is called UBC Idea Lab, which consists of diverse volunteers that include family members like me and interdisciplinary students who are studying towards their degrees, masters or doctorates. They use technology as tools to promote healthcare, such as robots and interactive AI embedded devices. These are only a few examples. As a volunteer, my role is to assist residents at long-term care homes facilities to interact with these sensory devices. The proven results have been widely recognized in the community, and I am very happy and very glad to participate and play a small part with this research group.